This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. The American Farm Bureau says that it wants a better tax deal for U.S. biofuel feedstocks and does not intend to keep out alternative or competing fuels from foreign producers. AFB and other farm groups recently called for the pending 45Z tax credit to be restricted to domestic feedstocks instead of imported feedstocks like Chinese cooking oil and Brazilian ethanol. We will hear more from Farm Bureau's Joe Gilson next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
American Farm Bureau's Joe Gilson says that AFB intends to boost the case for domestic producers and the volumes of biofuel needed for aviation. AFB is not trying to introduce a new trade conflict.
We're not trying to stop the imports of the Chinese cooking oil if that's what the market is demanding. All we're saying is the extra tax treatment that it would get would not qualify under the 45Z.
AFB, the National Farmers Union, the National Corn Growers Association, and the American Soybean Association recently urged the White House and Treasury Department to restrict the tax credit to domestic producers.
There's a lot of demand right now for renewable diesel and for sustainable aviation fuel. And we understand that, you know, that the Chinese cooking oil is a qualifying feedstock, but we have to be putting farmers, U.S. farmers and ranchers first when it comes to this tax credit.
Gilson says disputes with China or Brazil over its renewed ethanol tariffs are not the group's aim.
We're not looking for any kind of retaliation right now. All we want is for a U.S. tax credit to be using U.S. feedstocks for the fuel.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.